Hello, are you there?
Yes, sir. What happened? The line.
Hang on.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes. Did I accidentally hang up on you? I'm sorry.
Okay, not a problem. Let's go. Now, did you register that? Did you done that?
Hang on. It says reset password.
No, just hold for a moment. Can you go back to the previous page? Can you go back, try to go back?
I'm trying to get back. I don't know how I can get back. I'll try. No. I'm got internet banking again.
Yeah. Then click on register now once again.
It says remote address. Oh, no, that's not you.
Sorry?
All right.
Go on the Google page. Go on the Google.
Yeah, I know that. All right. Just checking you.
Do it slowly, sir. Do not have to hurry up. Now, what comes up? Tell me.
Well, nothing to share.
Okay.
Thanks. Okay, let's start again.
Click on internet banking. Now what comes up? All your regular apps and
items. Okay, internet banking coming up now.
Yes.
With a black screen.
Now just be on that page. It will come up. Just hold for a moment.
Okay, reset password.
Click on register now. Register now, yes.
Yes.
Now you have to do it once again. Do it once again, what you have done.
What's going on here? Oh, here we go.
When you are done, just do let me know. Did you put that in the birth?
Yep. SMS, send, right?
Yes, click on send.
Okay, get your secure code.
It will automatically come onto your keyboard. Give a click on enter your secure code. Give a click on that option which says enter your secure code, anything like that. Click on that one.
Yeah.
Now, on your keypad, the code will be automatically coming up.
It was there.
Now swipe the page from top to bottom. Pull up the notification bar from top to bottom. Open up the messages and check the code. Otherwise,
okay.
Open up the messages and check the code.
I will. Okay.
Check the code and then go back to that page and put the code.
Okay, press authenticate.
Yes, click on authenticate.
Okay, security number now.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Slowly. If you face any kind of problem, do let me know. I'm on the line.
Okay.
Done?
Yes.
Did you type down the password? Did you type down the password correctly?
Huh? Oh, the red one maybe. Okay, I'll go back.
Do it once again, both the panels.
Oh my God! Hang on, man.
Okay. Just look. You can see just below the password panel. It is showing you something. Your password must be 6 to 12 characters long, one capital, one number. No spare characters.
Okay.
If you want, I can help you with the temporary password right now. I'm providing you that.
No.
Do not put any special characters like a dollar sign or any at sign, anything like that. Don't put that.
Why is that?
Because you can see special characters are not permitted. You will get to see over there.
Okay. Well, let's see if that works. Okay, something for you.
Yeah, now hit continue.
Good.
Now, do you have got the code?
What?
Now, you will get to see any customer access number will be coming up. That's your login ID number right now for that, okay? Make a note of it in a piece of paper right now.
Yes, got it. Okay.
Now, what can you see after that?
After that, it's pay bills by BPAY, transfer money,
use it. Continue, click on continue.
Continue.
Yes.
Okay, yep.
Okay, now check all your accounts.
Yep.
You can see all your accounts.
Yes, I can see them.
Just check it.
Yes, okay, I'll check it. Okay.
Now, just hold for a moment. Let me talk with my accounts team because we have just check this statement. Just go at the very top and check all the statements.
Okay, Peter.
And now, right now, could you please confirm me the debit card which you are using that ends with 8475? It's linked to which account? Like you are having more than one account in the St. George, that's correct?
Yes, right.
Yes. So debit card is linked to which account? From your Complete Freedom or from your Freedom Business? Whenever you take out the money from the debit card, from where the money got debited? From which account? The Complete Freedom or the Freedom Business?
Complete Freedom.
Complete Freedom, okay. And do you have any other debit card from the Freedom Business account or any other debit card from the St. George?
No.
No? You have only debit card that ends with 8475. That's correct?
Yeah.
Okay, just hold for a moment. You do not have any other card apart from this card that ends with 8475?
That's my credit card, got? So, yes, that's all I use. I've got another card, but that's a business card.
That's, yes, so that I'm asking about that Freedom Business card, that's correct. That
yes,
you set to your Freedom Business account, that's correct. You have the card right now with you?
Yes.
Yeah, so just be online with me. Because those fraudulent person right now, do you see any account that is showing you Freedom Business?
Yes.
Yes, click on that one account. Now you need to go down and you will get to see your statements.
Yep, see. Okay, yes.
You can see that your transaction history. Now you need to just check, do you see any suspicious on that transaction history?
Yep, Google, YouTube.
Yes, so did you register for that?
No.
Yes, so you can see those fraudulent persons are getting your information and they are doing, what they are doing, they are taking out small amounts from your account. That
yes,
you,
I can see that.
You were not able to know about these things are happening into your account right now. That's the
That's
reason.
Right.
So we have to provide you security on that.
Okay.
Yes, so just be on hold with me. Let me check with my manager. Just hold for her. And the card which you are having from 8475, that ends with 8475, it's a debit card or it's a credit card?
Credit card.
It's a credit card, 8475.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just hold for a moment. Now what we are going to do, sir, we are going to put you the give you the security on your Freedom Business, because your Freedom Business account is being used. So you need to be handy with the Freedom Business debit card right now.
So I need what?
You need to be handy with the business card, the St. George business card which you are having right now. The other
yeah,
card.
Of course, yes, of course, yes.
Now just hold for a moment. Okay, now you need to be handy with a piece of a paper and a pen right now, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Now, right now the server, now you are connected to the server. So the server going to help you out right now for blocking the cards right now, okay? For blocking all the things. So what you need to do, sir, you need to just be online with me and you need to have a piece of a paper and a pen.
Okay.
Yes. Just be handy with a piece of a paper and a pen.
Okay.
Now just be online with me. Now the server, you will get to see the server is going to help you out automatically for canceling those purchases from the different kinds of websites. Okay. The server going to help you out automatically. So you do not do anything from the cell phone. Just be handy with a piece of paper and a pen. We will help you with the reference number for that illegal activities. Now, when I will get the reference number, I will let you know, okay?
Thank you.
Yes. Now, what can you see on your cell phone screen coming up? Just do let me know.
Western Union?
Yes. Now, this is the app from where they are using your information.
Okay.
They're using your information and they are doing that. So did you got the business card with you right now?
Right, yes.
Now we have to upload it on the security website. So you need to open up the camera. You need to click the picture of the front side of your business card correctly. Click the picture of the front side of your business card.
You know what, mate? It's taking too long. I'm gonna get my I'll get my people to do this for me.
No, right?
Okay.
Now we are trying to help you. You have seen the illegal activities going on, sir.
Yeah, I see. You're right. But I'll get my bank to do this for me.
No, the bank is involved in this case. That's the reason I'm trying to help you out. What you did?
I'm not giving you my numbers, mate.
No, I'm not asking you. I'm not asking you the numbers. You need to click a picture of your debit card, of your business card, and you will upload it on your banking website right now for canceling that purchase. Click a picture. I'm not asking you the information. Click a picture.
A picture of what? Of my business card?
Yes, the debit card from the business card. You need to click on the picture of the front side first of all. Take a picture.
You're my business card. Not my bank card, my business card.
Yeah, that's your business card from your St. George. That's correct?
I'm not going to give you my card number.
No. Are you not listening to me? Are you not listening to me? Did I ask you the card numbers?
You said you want my bank card.
No,
yeah,
the
right.
Business card, the business card, the complete business card which you are having right now. The Freedom business card which you are having right now.
My Freedom I'm not taking a photo of my business Freedom card and give it to you.
No, you do not have to give it to me. Did I ask you? You need to click the picture and you need to upload it on your banking website right now. On your own, you will do it.
Yeah, I don't know how to do that.
I will help you out. First of all, click the picture. First of all, click the picture. You need to make sure that while you're clicking the picture, all the corners are visible. All the four corners of the card are visible.
Listen, I've got a card. Okay? I'm sorry, but I've got a card. Thank you for your time.
Right now, you are... Are you there, sir?
I'm gonna go. I have to go. I've got work to do.
Right now, then you will be charged for that amount, 200. Can you hear me?